Tell us how you go about recording your interviews.
I'm taking that secret to my grave. What do you mean, Charlie?
Do you have some inside information on this?
You want us to describe how we mic people, how we interview? Okay.
This will be of tremendous interest to people who are just starting out. How do you go about recording a broadcast quality interview?
Well, probably we would be, if I were going to mic Davia, I would be a lot closer to her than we are presently. I'd be about yay close, very close.
Okay, so
our two chairs are up against each other, and this isn't even close enough. I'd love to be on a couch with her. That's where I'd like to be.
Sitting right next to her. Okay,
sitting
so
right
you're
next
taking
to her.
The microphone.
You should
now.
Move here now.
Okay, I'm going to move over to the far side. Who wants the headphones?
Nikki.
I would have the headphones.
Although we have a
splitter.
Have a splitter that lets us both plug in to that, and we're both wearing headphones.
Okay.
Okay, you're the other kitchen sister, okay?
I'm the kitchen sister.
We're going to do him.
Okay. You're interviewing
we're,
him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Davia's got headphones. Pretend.
And Davia has a pistol grip, which you don't have, so there'll be mic handling noise, because we're always afraid of mic handling noise. Okay, now, my arm is going to be tired. I know that. It's shortly, so I'm immediately looking for this, right? I'm looking for a point where I can lay my arm down, okay? So that's the first thing. Nikki, in an ideal world, Nikki and I have some eye contact, but often we don't. More important is that you can see Nikki. I know that. I know you can see me. Nikki's primarily watching levels when we're getting going, okay? So you and I are kind of connected more in the beginning, and I'm going to do this, and I'm also, we don't have two mics. We only use one. So when Nikki's asking a question,
she mics
this,
me.
And I mic her. Okay. And the first question I'd ask you is, so Charlie, what did you have for breakfast?
Eggs, bacon, one bagel, two cups of tea, and some strawberries.
So we start with that. And then as the interview goes on, what often happens is, and it doesn't always, but see, probably in this interview, it might not happen, but then again, it probably would because of the arm question. And since, as Nikki was saying yesterday, that on a couch, here's the other thing. I would also be up here, some other rest. But pretty soon, I know it's going to happen in about 2 minutes. I'm going to wind up leaning against you and recording you because we might usually this close, about 3-4 inches. But I'm trying to make sure, and Nikki will nudge me, but I have headphones on too if I'm getting too much sibilance or
plosives.
And I'll readjust, but we always say it's shooting in close-up. And I'll be leaning against you, and I think that's why our interviews are a little different, because there's human contact. And because I have this gapping the spark plug theory of life, that's the kind of chain. And usually we can kind of have we're kicking each other, you know, and in some way cueing. And then we're leaning. We learned yesterday that oral historians use booms and don't handhold and don't touch. So this is why this is coming up in this interview.
Few oral historians use booms. Most oral historians either use a table stand or just rest the microphone on the table or use a lav. But
no human booms.
No human booms. This is a unique approach. But this is, but the microphone now is an inch or two away from my mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But our levels would have been adjusted towards
which
that.
Which I probably haven't done yet.
Yeah, so the levels might, but that's how we do it because we like that really present sound. We like it so that that person feels like, you know, there are times where we pull back. But I'd say our work is pretty much portraiture and close-up portraiture, and we want you to feel usually the people we've chosen have a certain kind of voice or a certain kind of story, and we want you mesmerized by them.
Or dentures. That's all.
Or dentures.
We want you to hear the clicks of their teeth.
Exactly.
The clatter. But that's usually, and so also for, you know, it helps my arm rest and it just, I think it makes people feel more comfortable. It just somehow, that subtle thing that's not intrusive. But as I said, I often wonder if a man, like I wonder if Jay or David Isay or Dan Collison or any of the people or you, you know, find as men can do that. We've always kind of said, also, I think our interviews, because there's two of us, that's the other part of how we work. One of us is, we often ask questions twice in different ways. One of us is listening in the more immediate way. One of us is kind of, and it's not assigned. It's not like you take the big picture, I'll take the small picture. But we're both team tagging each other in terms of how we remember the whole of an idea. And the first, because people often deviate off the subject as they're going. So you want to make sure that you listened and go there with them, but at the same time, remember to get those things you need. We always ask people to slate, to introduce themselves 2 and 3 and 4 times if we can. Except when we forget, which is all the time. What else? That's the fundamentals of our interviewing.
That's the fundamentals.
The fundamentals.
And we don't turn off the microphone hardly ever till we leave or put it away. And if people say don't record it, we'll beg them to let us record it. But if they say don't record it, we won't. We don't ever secretly record. We don't walk in with a tape recorder on, not till the person knows that we're recording do we begin. And we edit,
which is a whole other story.
Yes, but we don't have time for that story. Okay, but now we have the Kitchen Sisters technique of interviewing, which is unique.
Which we didn't know was unique because we never do anything but our own interviews. Thank you.
Okay. This.